Now you are in front of the Oregon Historical Society Museum, which dates back to 1898. The museum moved into this building in 1966. There's a large two-part mural on this building called Oregon History, painted by Richard Haas. Of the two murals, that on the building's west side depicts the Lewis and Clark Expedition. Part of the sales agreement stated that both the building, which was built in 1923, and the mural would be preserved. The museum contains over 85,000 artifacts relating to the history of the region in its collections. Artifacts include a 10,000-year-old sandal, memorabilia from the Lewis and Clark Centennial Exposition, Native American artifacts, a miniature vehicle collection, and many everyday items from knives to wagon wheels. Spend some time here looking at the old photographs of Oregon to see how the streets and buildings looked. You'll learn about a thriving port city that attracted both heroes and scoundrels. Early on, the reputation here was of a hard-edged, gritty port filled with saloons, bordellos, and gambling dens. The California Gold Rush and its aftermath changed the population. Both world wars left their mark and introduced shipbuilding to the area. In the 1940s and 50s, Portland became a hub for underground criminal activity, kidnappings, and organized crime. It all culminated in a famous U.S. Senate Select Committee in 1957 that exposed corruption within the Portland Mayor and Chief of Police offices. The country was rocked by investigative reporters who exposed corrupt Teamsters Union officials who took over the vice rackets. Moving into the 1960s, an influx of hippie subculture began to take root in the city in the wake of San Francisco's burgeoning countercultural scene. The city's nearby Crystal Ballroom became a hub for the city's psychedelic side, with the Grateful Dead, Blue Cheer, and others playing here. 90s Portland bands like Everclear, Cherry Pop and Daddies, and the Decemberists all made their mark. And today a thriving local scene has developed here, with bands like Blitz and Trapper, The Shins, and Blind Pilot. The museum's permanent exhibition, Experience Oregon, has interactive stations throughout the exhibition, which include a canoe building exercise, a covered wagon replica visitors can walk through, role-playing games that allow visitors to take sides in historical debates, listening ones that bring out voices from the past. You will need at least an hour and a half to visit the museum, and with temporary exhibits on rotation, it is always a good time to revisit. Not to mention their excellent gift shop. Now, Portland was originally known as the Clearing, or Stump Town, for all the old growth trees that were cleared for the settlement. Landowners Asa Lovejoy from Boston and Francis W. Pettigrove of Portland, Maine, both wanted to name the new area after their hometowns. The question was settled over the flip of a coin, best 2 out of 3. Pettigrove won, and the original Portland penny is on display here at the museum, open daily until 5 p.m.